Proclamation number 801 dated the March 9th, 1939. Spiritual chaos. World conflagration. Messiah. The forerunner of the Lord. And it will come to pass in the world as precisely as it is written, that no stone will remain on the other. For in these days the world will experience a complete breakdown of everything that has been preserved for thousands of years. All traditions will be opposed. It will mean incomparable chaos in a spiritual as well as in an earthly respect. People will no longer be able to differentiate to what extent their opinions are right or wrong. They will allow themselves to be driven beyond all bounds. And in the end it will be a spiritual wasteland. The most incongruous rumors will emerge regarding the second coming of the Messiah, and a huge world conflagration will throw humanity into extreme adversity and despair. Yet this crisis can most certainly be controlled by indisputable faith in Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer. The path of anyone who has chosen him as a leader through earthly life will bypass all distress and, protected by his love, the earthly valley with all its horrors will only vaguely touch him, yet the adversity will be indescribably great for all who do not carry the divine Savior within their hearts, and the suffering on earth will appear unbearable for him. He will torture himself with all kinds of physical and spiritual problems. And into this chaos a light will shine, giving everyone standing in this light much comfort and hope. In these days a bearer of spiritual truth will arise amongst you. He will proclaim the word and fill people with much hope. He will be a powerful speaker before the Lord and announce his second coming and, permeated by love for humanity, eagerly preach the word which the Lord himself had taught on earth. And he will be a forerunner of the Lord. Yet his hour will come even though people will try to stop him accomplishing his mission. The world will show an interest in his fate on earth. Some of the world will recognize his assignment and working as God's will. Yet the majority who live in utter spiritual darkness will demand his death. And during this time the earth will rumble and the Lord God will warn and admonish humanity with a stern voice to turn around and consider the salvation of their souls, and the suffering on earth will be extensive and is intended to show you humans that the hour of judgment is close. You ought to look within yourselves and remember the Lord who proclaimed this time to you in word and scripture. Amen.